Kim Jong-un's sister warns U.S. of more fatal security crisis if UN condemns missile tests. By John Hayward on November 23, 2022. Kim Ryo-jong, the powerful sister of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, warned on Tuesday the United States will face a more fatal security crisis if it continues pushing the United Nations to take action against North Korea's illegal nuclear missile program. Kim Ryo-jong called the U.S. a barking dog seized with fear and blasted it for issuing a disgusting joint statement together with such rabbles as Britain, France, Australia, Japan, and South Korea. The U.S. should be mindful that no matter how desperately it may seek to disarm the DPRK, North Korea, it can never deprive the DPRK of its right to self-defense. And that the more hell-bent it gets on the anti-DPRK acts, it will face a more fatal security crisis, she railed. The statement Kim referred to was delivered on Monday by U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield on behalf of 14 countries, including the rebels Kim sneered at, plus Albania, Ecuador, Ireland, India, Malta, Norway, Switzerland, and the United Arab Emirates, UAE. The signatories jointly condemned North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile launch, ICBM, on November 17, as well as the subsequent report in the DPRK's state-controlled media that it could be used for a preemptive nuclear strike. DPRK stands for the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the tyrannical Kim regime's bitterly ironic name for itself. This was DPRK's eighth intercontinental ballistic missile launch this year, compared with the total number of intercontinental ballistic missile launches prior to 2022. This represents a serious escalation and poses an unequivocal threat to international peace and security. The DPRK is acting with impunity in the face of the Security Council's inaction, the joint statement observed. The statement called on all UN member states to condemn North Korea's unlawful ballistic missile launches and to insist upon full implementation of existing UN Security Council, UNSC, resolutions against North Korea. The statement concluded by urging North Korea to abandon its unlawful weapons programs in a complete, verifiable, and irreversible manner and engage in meaningful dialogue toward denuclearization. Russia and China prevented the UN Security Council from taking action against North Korea at an emergency session on Tuesday. Russian Deputy UN Ambassador Anna Evstineva blamed Washington's desire to force Pyongyang into unilateral disarmament by implementing sanctions and exerting force for the DPRK's escalating acts of aggression. Chinese UN Ambassador Zhang Jun also blamed the United States for the missile crisis, urging Washington to put up realistic proposals, respond positively to North Korea's concerns, stop military exercises, and ease sanctions. Emboldened by this support from fellow tyrannies, North Korean Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui dismissed UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres as a mere puppet of the United States for joining in the condemnation of Pyongyang's ICBM launch. I often take the UN Secretary General for a member of the U.S. White House or its State Department, Cho sneered. I express my strong regret over the fact that the UN Secretary General has taken a very deplorable attitude, oblivious of the purpose and principles of the UN Charter and its proper mission, which is to maintain impartiality, objectivity and equity in all matters, she said, lecturing Guterres that he should have prevented the U.S. from calling a Security Council meeting to discuss the missile launch. The ICBM tested by North Korea on November 17 was among the most powerful missiles tested by the Kim regime to date, and the largest of over 50 missiles it has launched over the past 2 months. Although the test vehicle traveled only about 620 miles, Japanese Defense Minister Hamada Yasukazu said last week the U.S. mainland was within its range. North Korean state media claimed the missile launched last week was one of the new Hwasong-17 Monster missiles, a long-in-development ICBM whose previous tests have ended in explosions and failure. Some international analysts, such as researcher Joseph Dempsey of the International Institute for Strategic Studies, agreed last Friday marked the first successful test of a Hwasong-17 prototype. The ICBM test on Friday was also notable as the first public appearance of Kim Jong-un's daughter, the oldest of three children with his wife Ri Sol-ju. The dictator was filmed and photographed inspecting the massive missile while holding hands with the child, who was not named by North Korean state media.